I don't know if this is 100% true. However, I heard this once, and in my heart, I believe it to be true. For those that are music buffs out there, I have a very difficult trivia question. What is the most sung popular song that has been sung more than any other song in the United States in the past 100 years? The answer, Happy Birthday. Perhaps the reason why people love that song so much is because we all love a good party. Whether it's a wedding, a bar mitzvah, or a birthday, we all love to party. Even myself, you may never see me swinging from a chandelier or dancing with a lampshade on my head. However, I like a good party as much as the next. However, even if you went to Mardi Gras or Cinco de Mayo, the Gemara tells us that an incredible party that occurred during Sukkot was the greatest king of all parties. Mishlo Ras Simchas Besa Shoeva. Any person that did not attend a certain party by the name of Simchas Besa Shoeva, Lo Ras Simcha Miyamav, you've never really seen true joy. You've never really seen an incredible party like that one. And the Gemara discusses in great detail what exactly occurred at this party. Tells us that some incredible rabbis, like, for example, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, who really were busy generally sitting and studying the Talmud, learning Chumash, what did they do at this party? Hayanot el shmona avuko shel or. He would take 8 torches, v'zorik achas v'not el achas. He'd throw one up, and he would hold on to the other one. V'nogas zubazu, and he wouldn't let them touch one another. Apparently he was a big juggler. The Gemara discusses that he wasn't the only juggler. Some people used to juggle eggs, or even knives. And it's kind of amazing. It almost sounds like a circus act. However, these were the sages. These were the rabbis of this particular generation. What exactly were they celebrating? Why were they so happy? What was this party all about? Well, you see, all year round in the Beit HaMikdash, there was this little ceremony called Nisach HaYayin. There we would take wine, and they would utilize that as part of a service called a wine libation. However, on Sukkot, they had a special ceremony. Because the world was judged by water, instead of Nisach HaYayin, they instituted something very special and unique. Nisach HaMayim, a water libation. And they would go to the Shiluach and gather this water in a very special way. And this is what the ceremony was about. And this is what the Gemara is saying. This Simchas Besa Shoeva was for the drawing of water. Now, one could listen to this and would have to ask the obvious question. What are we getting so excited about? Water is everywhere. All you need to do is go to your bathroom, to your kitchen, turn on the faucet, turn on the sink, and water flows. Living a block away from an ocean, all we need to do is take a 30-second stroll, and we'll see more water than we can ever do anything with it. The world is filled with water. It's all over the place. What are we so excited about? That there's such a huge simcha, that Mishul Ras Simcha Smeis HaShoeva Lo Ras Simcha Miyama. And I believe the answer to this question is that if you had the question like I did, it's because you live in a certain environment, an environment where things are moving very fast and things are getting even smaller. We look at the computers, our microwaves, they're getting smaller. In fact, I was at a convention, and they said that unfortunately, as the computers are getting smaller, there's one thing that cannot get smaller, our hands. And the keyboards, unfortunately, have to stay the same size. And therefore, in a couple of years, we will see an incredible technological advance. We will see what's called a virtual keyboard. You will not need a keyboard. Instead, you'll put your hands on the table, and the computer will understand when you push the table, it'll understand what keys you're touching. We live in an environment that instead of going to the movies, we now have DVDs and pay-per-view. Instead of a nice cooked meal, we have fast food and we have microwaves. We live in a world where cars and planes are just not fast enough. And if, God forbid, your computer, your internet access is dial-up, people laugh at you and say how slow you are. How can you possibly survive without broadband? But this is the world we live in, that we're constantly looking. We're looking for different things which we think will give us simcha, will give us joy. And therefore, we need to look at the most complex and most difficult things and the most advanced computers and the most advanced automobiles and beautiful homes and large yachts. That's what will give me simcha. However, that's not true. True simcha, true joy, could even be through water. In fact, the very best things in life are free. But unfortunately, not everyone is able to grasp this concept. Some people feel that the simple things in life are just too simple. And unfortunately, the misunderstanding of you get what you pay for means that water is not important. Perhaps this is the reason why the Rambam states that mitzvah l'harbos b'simcha zu, even though it's a tremendous mitzvah, v'lo hayu osin osa amei ha'aretz v'chol mi shiyirtze. Not everyone partied like those rabbis did. If you're an am ha'aretz, if you're a simpleton, you would not party with them. Who were part of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Says the Rambam, Elu gedoyli chachmei Yisrael, v'rashi ha'yeshivos, v'asanhedrin, v'hachasidim, v'hazakenim, v'achimaisa. Those great people, those pious individuals, those elders, those leaders and deans of yeshivot and the Sanhedrin, they would dance, they would sing, and they would be misamchin b'mikdash, only they would be happy. What was everyone else doing? Everyone else, boyin liros lishmo. They came to see and to watch. They're looking at what these crazy rabbis. They're happy and they're going crazy, juggling, dancing, singing musical instruments for what? For water? Who cares about water? Unfortunately, that's the answer of an Am Aretz. But a chacham, a talmud chacham, a scholar knows that the greatest things in life, the best things in life, are free. And when you see water, even water is something we cannot take for granted. That's something we should get excited about. That's something we should be happy about. That we have these beautiful, simple things. Apparently these small, simple things. But of course, how vital they are. But how easy it is to ignore them and to feel that they have no value. I believe this is the reason that it falls out during the holiday of Sukkot. During Sukkot, we realize that our palaces, our homes, and our new extensions and our new kitchens, that's not where it's at. That's not what brings us simcha. What brings us simcha is being in a sukkah. Why does a sukkah bring me joy? Why is that Zman Simcha Seinu? swatting flies, having to put on earmuffs when it's freezing cold, and mittens just to sit out there for a couple hours. You know, one time I used to sleep in the sukkah, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and not more than 2 feet from my face was a skunk. Where's the Zman Simchaseinu in that? Why does that make me happy? And I believe the answer is that when you're sitting at the table, and you're sitting in a fragile booth, where you're exposed to the elements, where you have a leaky roof, you realize those things are not important. But the people that are in front of you, that are sharing the meal with you, your friends, your family, your community, although they cost nothing, that's true simcha. Because the best things in life are free. It's no coincidence that the bracha that we say, which we say when we're so happy, when we have another opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah, to wear new clothing or new fruit, is the bracha Shehechianu. You ever think about what that bracha means? Shehechianu means, thank you Hashem for what? That I'm chai. Thank you that I'm alive. How often we don't think about it. We don't think about our lives, our health. But how important is it when we don't have that? When we don't have our health? When we don't have our lives? Because the best things in life are free. And that's why we say Shehechianu. Thank you, Hashem, because I'm so happy just because I am alive. And being alive alone, to experience and treasure and cherish another day, that's enough to bring me simcha, to bring me joy. You know, the expression Hillel by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, he used to say an incredible statement. He said, "Im ani kan, hakol kan." Literally, if I'm here, everyone's here. Hillel. Hillel the Anav. Hillel the humble individual who's taught Torah on one foot. What is he saying, if I'm here, everyone's here? I believe the true translation is, Im ani kan, if I'm here, if I'm able to just be here and experience life, hakol kan, I have everything. Because Hillel understood that the best things in life are free. But you can listen to me and say, "Yeah, this is a rabbi. He's not so smart. Who is this rabbi? He never had the opportunity of wealth to bring him simcha of joy." I'd like to share with you two individuals. First is a quote. I believe that a simple and unassuming manner of life is best for everyone. Best both for the body and for the mind. Quote stated by Albert Einstein. And if you question the wealth, I turn to one of the wealthiest men who ever lived, who had power and control. After all, he was a king and an author. An author of Ecclesiastes of Koheles, that we read over Sukkot. And for some reason, Shlomo HaMelech, with all of his wealth, looked at all of his material wealth and said, Hevel Havolim, it's vanity, it's nothing. Why is he feeling so miserable? Because he understood that that is not the most important thing. That does not bring simcha. If it's misused, it's hevel. It's a waste. Rather, he concludes, Sof davar hakol nishma. For me, the end result is as Elokim yarevis mitzvosav shemor ki zeh kol adam. The true important thing is to observe and to serve Hashem and His mitzvos. Ki zeh kol adam. That makes man. That makes me a whole person. It's a very important message that we should never take advantage or take for granted the simple things in life, whether it's our friends, our family, our community, our lives, our health, and yes, even water. We have to remember, once again, a very important song. And that song is not Happy Birthday, but the best things in life are free. Good Shabbos.